Okay, so, well, good morning. We'll go into morning prayer. I want you to kind of, again, sort of be present. We're not here for 12 hours today, just about 6 more hours, more or less. And we'll go into morning prayer on page 129. Father Mike Breezy will be here, you know, more or less about 9 o'clock, okay? And so, many of you may be in a regular prayer routine, you know, a routine in which you are able to, that you're comfortable with, that you feel that the Lord has inspired you to pray in such a manner. Remember, you know, it's the Lord that wants to write your spiritual regimen. It shouldn't just be like, this is what I want, because that may not be reasonable in the context of your vocation. So, you know, maybe some of you can go to daily Mass. Maybe some of you can't. Maybe daily Mass for you is once a week because you work 4 days a week and 4 tens and you only got one day off. But it doesn't matter. The idea is what I want to emphasize with you is like, from this, you know, you're kind of launching into Lent. And what's going to kind of be your spiritual preparation for Lent? Not necessarily what you want to do. There'll be an active choice, right? I'll actively choose to give up television. I'll actively, you know, give up something else. But then the Lord will raise up in the context of that something greater, something more profound, okay? So I want you to sort of be aware of that because Lent should be the more intense time when you begin to say, how do I turn away from myself and turn more towards the Lord? So you can actually sort of fast and then dwell on your fasting, which is contradictory. Okay, so you don't want to fast and think, oh, look at me, or this isn't fair, or you're dwelling on the next meal. That naturally happens. I get that, right? You're hungry. But it has to be an elevated vision for what God wants you to do. And that's the only reason why we would do those things. Otherwise, it's just merely an exercise in self-control, which has its value. That's a virtue. But it has to have an integrated spiritual understanding, right? Jesus fasted, so I unite my life with Christ in the fast or whatever it may be. All right, so on page 129, and we'll just do what we did before. Jen will lead my right side, I'll lead the left side. You kind of want to have your notebook and a pen. Maybe the Lord will inspire you in some respect. Again, like I said before, we're looking for where is the Spirit writing something profoundly in your heart so that you can really understand, okay, God, now I can see what is moving in my heart, okay? So, folks, please stand, and I'll invoke the morning prayer. It's called Lauds, and again, it's just that idea of glorifying God at the beginning of our day. And then they'll sing a song. Jen and Therese will sing a song. God, come to my assistance. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. World without end.